Chapter 11. And it happened that when Jesus had finished directing his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and proclaim in their cities. Now when John heard in the prison the works of the Messiah, he sent a message by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see: the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended by me." And as these went their way, Jesus began to say to the crowds concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man in soft clothing? Look, those who wear soft things are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. This is the one of whom it is written, 'Look, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those who are born of women there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, this is Elijah, who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what should I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces, who call to their companions and say, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed in mourning, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by her actions." Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon which were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, you will be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom which were done in you, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom, on the day of judgment, than for you." At that time, Jesus answered, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you hid these things from the wise and intelligent, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for so it was well pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows the Son, except the Father. Neither does anyone know the Father, except the Son, and he to whom the Son desires to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."